You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm so proud of this album. I'm in love with music. All I ever wanted to be was an artist. And now I'm an artist with an album of the year!
Hello everyone and welcome to Unbox, the show where I help you to build a personality brand and career that lasts. We've got some exciting stories to dig into in the world of talent, and I'm going to be breaking down everything that has caught my eye over the last 7 days. I'm your host, Jordan Schwarzenberger. I manage the Sidemen, and I'm here to be the manager that you never had. So today we're going to cover the following. Number one, Ray winning 6 Brit Awards on Friday night and what that means in relation to her tumultuous split up with Polydor Records a few years ago. She went independent, fought the industry, won, and has now been vindicated in front of the whole industry to the tune of 6 awards. The second is Eddie Abu, who has just popped up everywhere over the last 7 days and is somebody who demonstrates a number of important lessons for all of us trying to build a personality brand. And lastly, the Sidemen have launched a breakfast brand called Best. But why? Why have they done it? I'm going to reveal all of that and more. Let's get into it. So, Ray winning 6 Brit Awards after going independent. Ray is a British singer-songwriter who has had an unbelievable journey over the last 8-9 years. Nearly a decade ago, she signed a 4-album deal with Polydor Records, and she very publicly in 2021 took them to town on Twitter to say that she is being suppressed and they have not allowed her to release her music, and she managed to leave them. So after Polydor refused to release her album, the rising pop star spoke out, and now newly independent, she's ready for a fresh start. This was in 2021. She's here for the music, that's all she wants to do, but the label were pushing her down, saying, well, this single needs to perform, and if this doesn't work, then we're not going to release the album. They just didn't back her. Didn't support her, and she was held in this like creative prison for 7 years. Over the last year, she's had a number of massive hits: Escapism, Prada, Ice Cream Man being 3 that have blown up. Her album went to number 2 in the charts, My 21st Century Blues, and she just has had the best year and a half of her life as an artist. The fact that she left her label after being with them for 7 years, she then took it in-house, did it herself, she went independent, had huge success, and then goes on over the weekend on Friday. She won 6 of the 7 prizes she was nominated for, beating Blur, Adele, and Harry Styles' record for 4 wins at a single ceremony. So she won more than any of those artists. And I love this, right? She put out a tweet saying, 6 Brits and album of the year, please just thank you. And it's a quote retweet from a previous tweet she put out in 2020, where she says, since I was 14, I've dreamed of winning a Brit Award. I'm praying one day I get lucky enough and I can quote tweet this tweet with a picture of this moment. And she's gone on to win 6. So an unbelievable story. And there are a number of lessons here. The first lesson really is, as a creative, you need to fight your corner. Whether you're a music artist, a writer, a poet, a content creator, you name it, you need to fight your corner. And that sometimes means doing brave things and not just going with the person that's going to sign the biggest check. A lot of artists get blindsided by money, they get blindsided by the potential, and they lose sight of what is important, which is your creative expression. Because if you can't express yourself creatively, you're not going to have success commercially. The second point, which ties into this, is to not rely on institutions to be heard and seen. You can build a fan base on TikTok, on social, entirely away from these institutions. Record labels are terrified right now because of the democratization of social and especially of TikTok. We've recently just seen Universal Music pull all of their music away. There's a level of fear and a tension between the platforms because really record labels rely on the fact that they control the music that is heard and seen. Today, you as an artist can be found. You as a creative can be seen, and you don't need the labels to do that. Focus on building an audience yourself, and then you don't need to worry about these labels. They'll come running to you on your terms. And lastly, If you are a creative and you start getting approached, get a lawyer to double, triple check your deals and do it based on a 10-year window, not a 2-year window. It's very easy to be blindsided by deals, and I've seen it a number of times having worked in and around the music industry where they sign their life away, essentially, all of their independence, their creativity, and they have been paid to be at the whim and mercy of this label. Now, sometimes that can be a good thing if the label are brilliant and they are really supportive, and if it doesn't work, you have ways to get out. But if you don't, you sign a full album deal when you're 19, 18 years old and you're stuck in that deal for the next 7 years, that is horrific. And that's something which a lot of artists have to deal with when you sign these early deals. You look for get out clauses, ways to break, because so many of these things are about creative collaboration and about respect from both sides. Having independence helps tremendously. Yes, labels can help you, of course. But if you're an artist who really wants to express themselves, who maybe doesn't want to play the commercial game as much as you might want to play the creative game, focus first on independence. Focus first on building your audience. Then you have the leverage to go into the labels and to demand what you want. Huge congrats to Ray. Massive moment. Big, big statement in the space. And super excited to see what happens to her career next. Next up, Eddie Abu breaks the internet. So Eddie Abu, who is a former psychiatric nurse and a bodybuilder, he's just shaking up Instagram, shaking up TikTok, and has been doing so for a while, but he's really come up, I think, over the last week and a half. So much so that Minya Chihuahua did this parody about him.
That's bullshit, guys. Wake the fuck up.
I just dropped a new plan, who wants it? I make KGs leave quicker than your girl at an omelette concert. Now somebody make me an omelette.
So Eddie Abu, this is an article in The Face, is changing your favorite rapper's diet. The bodybuilder has taken on food and pharmaceutical companies with his viral videos, beefing with Tesco's and making Stormzy apologize for eating Mackey's.
And then, not all the time, because this was the last show I had McDonald's. All right, Uncle Eddie, please, man, allow me. Uncle Eddie, I love you, bro. Please don't, Uncle Eddie, I don't want no smoke, please.
Eddie is just a captivating voice because he is so strong in his mission and clear on his opinion. And that's what you need to cut through. This sort of sums up how he, this sort of sums up his videos.
50-50. 50 ingredients and 50 ways to kill you. Shut the fuck up. Don't buy this fucking shit. If you want bread, get a bread maker and make your own fucking bread. This is not fucking.
And there are two lessons that I wanted to take from his come up over the last couple of weeks, because it's symbolic of how we should be treating content creation ourselves. So the first thing is that consistency wins. It always wins. 3,300 posts, and most people watching this probably only heard about him over the last few days. But 3,300 posts, that is staggering. And to have your proper breakthrough now, that's years and years and years of building your work, sharpening your voice, getting your delivery right. Because no one's good at this when they start. Everyone has to warm up. Everyone has to take a lot of time to find their voice online. And it's a sure sign that for you, if you're starting out, you're gonna have to put in the mileage. Whatever it is that you do, you will have to put in the time. And the second thing, his success is symptomatic of a bigger trend that's taking place, which is value content is driving everything right now. So I would say that if you are somebody trying to find your voice online, find your value proposition. Find the area that you can give value to somebody's life. That combination is sure to succeed. And lastly, the Sidemen have launched their very own breakfast brand. This is something that obviously is part of the management team. We've been working on behind the scenes for a long time now, and it's super exciting to see it take shape. You have a product that really is, I think, one of the best on the market. And I'm not just saying that to be biased. It's healthier for you, being low fat, salt and sugar. So it ticks the government's box for being healthy, good source of fiber, added vitamins, tasty flavors that people are loving at the minute, whilst also being good for you. That is the balance. That's why we think it is the best. But we're super excited to see it out there. We recently dropped our first launch ad on Sidemen Sunday, and the sentiment so far has been really good. People seem to love the product. It is out technically today, but there have been a few days where some Tescos have been dropping it a bit early. But I wanted to touch on really why. The first reason why the Sidemen have launched a breakfast brand is because breakfast is a category that is wholly undisrupted. Breakfast is boring. To put it plainly, it's a boring category. And the Sidemen want to bring creativity, fun, their energy into various sectors where they can provide true value to their fan base and to many, many people beyond the fan base. Not only that, but we can have a positive impact. So one of the things that we're really focused on with Best is the give back element. We're providing 10% of our profits to Magic Breakfast to help them feed kids across the country. Magic Breakfast, for those who don't know, is an amazing charity that provides breakfast for kids up and down the country. I think they feed 200,000 people every single day. They help so different many lives, so we're going to be supporting them with BEST, and we're also going to be sending BEST to tons of schools and giving it away for free for those who need it, because people need to eat. We're in a cost of living crisis. The product is £2 a box. Honestly, pricing is very difficult. It's hard to keep things down these days, and we've managed to do that. We've also got tons of flavors in the pipeline and things that we're working on, and we're just really excited to have fun with this brand, to do something differently. The Sidemen being able to creatively approach breakfast, like, why not? So that's really the reason why we're doing BEST, and we're super excited about it. I love the product. I give it to my kids. The Sidemen love the product, obviously. We all love the product. We're super proud of it, and I think it should hopefully be a nice addition to the shelf. So let me know what you think. If you've tried BEST, I want to hear your reviews. Hopefully it becomes a new staple breakfast brand for the future. Time for questions. How do you launch a new brand? So this is, I think, a really important question. For anybody looking to launch a new brand, the best way of doing it is as follows. You need to pick your model. Are you going to invest wholly in the brand yourself and actually build the infrastructure in-house? Are you going to run a JV, so a joint venture business, where you partner with somebody else and you both take a share of the business, and they do all of one side, you do all of the other side? Or are you going to go into a manufacturing licensing arrangement whereby you'll work with a manufacturer, they won't take equity, but they will provide you a royalty based on the product that they deliver, but they handle the rest. Now, each of those different categories are very distinct in their upside, their opportunity, their financial kickback, their ability to scale, and so on. And it all depends on your own sense of belief in your ability to build the infrastructure. So my personal belief is that the long game of building entirely in-house is somewhat unwise, unless you have a lot of capital to build the structures in-house yourself. I'm a much bigger proponent personally on working with experts in their field. So for example, Sides, we're working with an incredible food partner in Hero Brands who have already built a number of brands such as German Doner Kebab, Island Poke Chopaluna. They understand food, they understand franchising, they know how to do it, they're experts. We have no interest in knowing the ins and outs operationally of running a chicken brand. We believe we can bring great additions to the creative, the marketing, the product itself. And obviously you can build it yourself, but you're dealing with a much longer game here. So you need to think when you're setting something up, how do you want it to be structured? And obviously your leverage, how many followers you have, the ability to market, the excitement around your brand, that massively dictates which option you go for. So work out the model, work out what you can achieve, work out the partners, who could possibly do it for you, and take it from there. Do you need a record label as a music artist? So we touched on this in the first point around Ray, but I think no, the answer is no. These days you do not need a record label. Now back in the day you did, not long ago really, before TikTok and before really social has been democratized by short form, labels played a much bigger role, but TikTok has absolutely shattered the way that labels add value. And as we see now, it's the other way around. TikTok seems to birth artists rather than labels, and labels then try and sign those artists. So I think you don't need a label anymore. I'd be focusing entirely on blowing up on my own if I was a music artist, and as a manager, this would be my advice to you. Focus on building yourself as an independent first. Get the leverage, build the community, build the content around your world, get an audience on your own, and then take that to a label. You're in a much better position to bargain and negotiate. What does the next generation of creators look like? So I believe that creators are dividing themselves right now into various buckets. You have the legacy creators who've been building in a pre-TikTok and pre-COVID era. Sidemen are included in that, Mr. Beast and so on. You then have your deep connection creators today who are a very small minority, but those are the ones who are giving their entire lives to content creation. If you think of your Speeds, your Aiden Rosses, your Kais, streamers are kind of the number one category for this deep, deep connected creator, but they're giving their entire lives over and they're getting the rewards from it, right? There's a reason why these guys are so popular, because they're investing all of their time into content creation, streaming like Danny Aris does 12 hours a day now, but ultimately that is your entire life and you have to go, I think, a lot further than maybe creators did before. And then you have your transient entertainers, so those who are, you know, on TikTok, you might have, you know, a few hundred thousand, if not millions of followers, but struggle to make a business out of it because they're entertaining. There's a saturation of entertainers, so it's harder to turn that into something meaningful, but there are many, many of those out there. And then you have your value creators. So the people who are providing deep, deep value, people like your Daniel Priestleys or your Adam Grants, people who are providing you with things that can change your life. And then you have your lifestyle creators. So people who others are looking up to and saying, I aspire to be like this person. And those are people more in fashion, makeup, more female led as a space. And those are kind of the buckets that I see in my head, but that's how I sort of see it. The people who are going to win commercially are going to be the value first creators, and then the streamers, the connected, deep connected creators, and obviously legacy, but they're in a league of their own. So those are the two buckets that I think are really going to dominate. And we're seeing that. If you're going to pick a lane, Those would be my two if you really want to make this a business. Next up, is YouTube the future of TV? So no, I don't think YouTube is the future of TV per se. I think we need to define what TV is. So I would say that linear broadcasting, which is basically where you turn on a channel and you get what you get, that is gone, right? We know that that is fading away. People like to choose what they want. So I think that has been replaced by on-demand content, and YouTube is a subset of on-demand content. But it's not necessarily the new TV insofar as, you know, Netflix and the streamers are on-demand content, which are more popular in many ways than YouTube entertainers are, right? On-demand is the present, it's the future. Linear TV is dying and YouTube is a big part of that. But do I think YouTube in isolation is the future of TV? No, not necessarily. YouTube is also a search engine, right? People go there to learn, people go there for, you know, facts, for information, for explainers. It's a search engine principally. That's one thing that from working with YouTube for all these years, I've really learned. It is not a social media platform, it is a search engine. And so when you see it in those terms, you realize there are so many subsets. It's hard to say that YouTube is the future of TV. It's the future of many things, TV included. And lastly, I'm 22. Should I want to be a full-time content creator? So I would always caution against picking your career that early and saying, I want to be this for the rest of my life. If it is your entire life, if you are super passionate about it, then perhaps it's something to say, yes, I want to be a full-time creator. But you have to know what you're getting into. You have to go above and beyond everybody else in order to succeed. The saturation and the low barrier to entry has caused a period we're in today whereby if you want to succeed and do well, you have to go so much further than ever before. You have to really give your life to becoming a creator. I think today it's really important for young people to work out the business behind YouTube and behind content creation as much as it is to want to be a creator. There's a whole economy of jobs now being made by YouTubers and by content creators in their teams. I think it's important to know those skills and to understand what the business is like and then make a decision whether you want to be in the front or behind the scenes. So know what you're getting into, choose wisely, and don't feel like that is all there is in the space. There's a whole world behind the scenes that is equally, if not more exciting at times. And that is it. That is Unboxed. That is the episode this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope there's been some good value there. As ever, like, comment, share, subscribe. Drop your comments below and any and all feedback for me. I really want to make this a successful show. And by success, I mean a show that provides you with lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of value. I've been Jordan. I've been the manager that you never had. Have a great week and I'll see you back on Wednesday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.